This podcast is a recording of a show that's already happened. Please do not try and text the radio station or enter any competitions as the show has now finished. Enjoy. Woo!
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Let's go! Wednesday.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. How will I know? If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Right, Wednesday in the middle of the week. We'll ask you what you're in the middle of as well. You can get in touch on the socials. Dua Lipa, Dance the Night. Get us underway.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex with Miley Cyrus and Flowers. 3:10, Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Chris and Scott here till 6. Middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Let us know on the text, on the app as well. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your text message. If you want to give us a call, you can do that as well. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? I can tell you there's a man in New York, and I can tell you exactly what he's in the middle of.
Okay.
If that helps. He's in the middle of eating 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
What is it? He's 62 buns.
He's doing a world record. Yeah. So he's in New York currently eating 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. That's averaging one every 10 seconds or less.
That's a lot. I mean, the hot dog, not saying I could do it because I couldn't. I'd probably not be able to do 10. But the hot dogs, if you've got like that sort of system, you can slide them down your gullet. No problem.
If you've got that kind of system, you slide it down your gullet. Is that your expert advice? Yep.
Okay. But the bread intake, no, hard, dry.
It's a lot of carbs, isn't it? So you're saying if it was just pure sausage, you could get that straight down down to the back of your throat.
I love a bit of sausage in my mouth.
And you
can
take 10 of those in. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're getting at.
Not even coming up for breath.
You're not
straight
even
straight in there.
Loving 10
of
the sausage.
Them,
yes.
Getting those in there. Well, if you want to take him on this, he's doing that world record right now.
Okay, Tom.
But you might have to do that. But you're right, Tom.
You're right, Tom. What's the matter? It's been 1 minute. I'm just explaining
sausages and hot dogs.
Sausage.
And he's got to swallow 10 of them. One every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's definitely doable.
Can't get enough of it.
It's doable. Anyway, that's what he's in the middle of. What about you, Essex? 81400, put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. And we'll find out what you are in the middle of as it's the middle of the week.
Yep.
Tom's in the middle of an anxiety attack.
He is, yeah. Don't know why.
12 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. New music from Jazzy. This is Giving Me. It's brand new from Jazzy. It's called Giving Me. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. What are you in the middle of? It's a Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What is it you are in the middle of? Lisa is in the middle of an email complaining to a company.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully not Radio Essex.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Can you imagine? Well, I've heard them talk once, and
I'm upset.
I've got issues.
Yeah.
Jamie in Romford says, just in the middle of painting, the fences ready for summer. Not particularly fun, but got to be done. Summer's already here, Jamie, I think. We're in July now.
It's already here, but it's had a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I suppose if you just woke up this morning, you might be forgiven that to think that we might have missed summer.
Yeah.
It is coming back. David and Bretton are just in the middle of doing the rounds in the delivery van. Absolutely laughing my head off. The sausage chats. Yeah, Deb's also saying that as well. Simon says, I'm in the middle of my second bowl of Weetabix on a day off. He's living the dream, isn't he?
Second bowl of Weetabix.
Second bowl of Weetabix on his day off.
3:15.
He's like, I've got a beautiful Wednesday off, middle of the week day off. All the things I could do today, I'm just going to sit here and eat Weetabix in my pants.
I mean, do you know what? It's funny that
he's definitely in his pants. Oh, yeah. He's not dressed up. He's not got a shirt on.
No.
He's not even.
That would be weird.
He's not brushed his teeth yet, has he? He's not showered or done anything.
I don't think so.
He's literally sitting in his lounge in his pants listening to us eating Weetabix.
I think he still might have sleep in his eyes.
He's living the dream. You could have just used enough Weetabix in your first bowl. So if you've had two lots of Weetabix, you could have just had 4 in the first bowl and not done that thing going, oh, I don't think I want 4. Of course you do.
He was trying not to be greedy and worked out that he was.
Simon, enjoy your day off, which you obviously are. Right, 60 minutes after 3, first look at the roads, full update next.
This is
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Yes, we're live till 6 o'clock tonight. Calvin Harris, Tom Grennan, and by your side. It's a weird expression, isn't it, being live? It's like, as opposed to being alive. Yeah, being alive. Yeah. So it's Christmas. We're going to be alive till 6. And then Joe Kitch will take over from 6 tonight. Mark, what you got for us?
I know you don't do traffic, but could you pass it on to the relevant people?
No, we don't do birthdays. We do traffic.
Oh, you love traffic now?
Oh, I love travel. Because it affects people. Birthdays, no one cares. Traffic, everyone cares.
Everyone cares. They're all in the car.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. When you look at it like that.
What have you got? And anyway, I'll pass it on to the relevant department.
As you get onto the M25 from the M11, so say he's coming from Harlow.
Yeah.
And you come round a bend and you join the M25.
Yeah.
As you look in your mirror to join, it looks like there's an overturned lorry underneath the bridge. So literally just before the junction there. But as I say, there were two old wheel bikes screaming past me when I went down there. So something just happened probably last 20 minutes, half hour.
Is it on the M11?
No, it's actually on the M25. I'm trying to think what the M11
is. Oh, I know what you mean. Where that mad, that whole interchange is there.
Yeah, so if you come down from Harlow and you sort of like bear around to the left to join on the M25, as you look over underneath the bridges, it looks like there. I couldn't work out where it was. It looked rather large, so it's either large trailer or lorry gone over. How the hell have we done it on a straight bit of road?
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Go on.
When's your birthday?
10th of February.
No, don't care.
Don't care. I don't care either, because I'm going backwards with age.
Good work.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. Okay.
Cheers, Mark.
Cheers,
bye. Cheers, bud. Bye-bye. 3:34, big drive home for Wednesday. It's Chris and Scott. I hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. They say not all heroes wear capes.
Yes, I'm aware
of this. That's a well-known saying.
It is, yeah.
I stopped a woman leaving a handbag on the train the other day.
Oh, so, well done,
yeah,
Chris.
No, I thought what would be interesting to know is, what did you last do that was heroic in the spirit of... I don't think we call these things out enough.
No, because...
good deeds don't get called out.
No, they don't, because, I think you are...
A superhero.
A lot of people out, you are a superhero, yes, of course.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that would do the same as you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you should have taken a purse out of it first, but...
No,
you know,
I didn't. I was checking, and then just to see what her name was.
Yeah,
and obviously. Then put it all back.
But some people would genuinely just take it, which is awful behaviour.
But that's not what I did. I said, "Oh, excuse me, I think you left your bag behind." And she turned around and she looked, "Oh my God, thank you," because that would have been. Imagine
it wasn't her bag.
If once those train doors have shut and I'm there going, "Where got your handbag?" That's not a nice look, is it? So I thought I won't do that. I'll just say to her, "Your handbag, you left your handbag behind."
It's lovely that, Chris.
She got off the train. I felt like a bit of a superhero. And then I thought everybody's got a story of something they've done like that, but never want to talk about it.
Didn't it make you feel good, though, when something like that happens?
Yeah.
Like, you know, all day, you're like, oh, I've done a good thing.
I was buzzing about it last week.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know, it would be rude to talk about it on the radio, but here I am.
yeah.
But it's more content, really, because I'm looking for what you've done that's heroic.
You're not just telling the story to look for a round of applause.
I'm not looking for any applause. I'm not looking for... any love for this. I'm gutted that I had to actually mention my heroic
hero
deed.
I'm
gutted.
You put it on the prep sheet.
But I did write it down, so we all knew.
Yeah.
It was to lead into the question. When did you last do something heroic? And that's the question I'd like to ask Essie. Forget mine.
Didn't need to write on the prep sheet I was a hero, though, did you? Did you? Did you, though? Did you need
that?
To
oh, yeah.
When I was a hero.
Yeah, Chris to tell a story about when he was a hero.
Just to
make sure we all know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's how we plan the show. Yeah. I don't want to mention it. I don't want any... Do you get OBEs and stuff for that? MBEs?
Beckham hasn't got one yet. I think you're far away.
I'm after Beckham. Yeah, so anyway, and if you were the woman, yeah, no problem at all. Anyone would have done the same thing that's wearing a cape.
Yeah.
So when did you last do something heroic is what we're looking for. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. If it's a good story, give us a call. 01702 45 50 60 is the number. We'll do some of those. Latest on the roads coming up as well, and we'll keep you up to date with all the travel news next. It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, BOTA, Chris and Scott on the big drive home at 3:46. Hope you're doing okay. Loads of heroes. It's not just me. There's other heroes out there.
Not as good as you, I'd imagine. But, yeah.
Who's on the phone? Line one. Hello. Who's that?
Oh, hello there. I'm Tina.
Tina, how are you?
Yeah, jolly good. Thank you. Yourself?
Good. Not bad. Not bad. Welcome to the show. Why are you a hero, Tina? What did you do?
Basically, I saved a toddler from a second floor window.
What?
Well, that's better than I'm just gonna
Hang
say.
Hang on a minute, we're not scoring points here.
We are. No, I am. I am. That's what I do. That's what I do. Yeah. Tina, you're winning so far. Tell me your beautiful story.
Literally, I thought, right, I'm going to go have some lunch. So I'm sitting there in this cafe, and I'm looking out the window, and I can see this little toddler at the window. And I'm looking out thinking, what the hell is he doing up there? Next minute, he just literally fell out of the window.
And
the canopy. And yeah, so I've literally left my breakfast and everything, run across the road. My wife's like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm literally crossing the road. Everyone then stopped and then all looking at this little toddler, literally sort of running towards the edge. Oh, it was just so scary. And I'm literally like, you know, stop, you know, you're going to fall. I was just in bits.
This is unbelievable.
But, yeah, I just couldn't believe what happened.
I mean,
but literally, there was like no one else like looking. So God forbid what would have happened.
And you saved the toddler's life?
Yeah, basically got everyone sort of like lurking. They got a luckily it's blow some shots, and one of the people come out with a ladder and then like grabbed hold of him. It still makes me feel emotional now.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
That's never going to leave
literally,
you. That's incredible.
They grabbed hold of him. As soon as they grabbed hold of him, I was like, sense of relief. I just cried my eyes out, and everyone probably thought I was the mum. But
then they knew that you were just the hero.
And then, you know,
I was just there at the right time.
You was a hero, and then you went back to your breakfast and said, can you warm this up a little bit? It's very cold.
Yeah,
it's like, very cold.
I'm just like, I can't believe what just happened.
Tina, that's an incredible story. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, you take care.
That's amazing.
Yeah, have a good evening.
Cheers, Tina. Bye-bye. I'm going to play Tina this little clip.
Well done, Tina.
I think she deserves this.
No, definitely.
I mean, the woman that left her handbag, it was a really expensive handbag. But,
yeah.
All right, let's Tina have that one. Right, 10 to 4, big drive home, Taylor Swift. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer, 8 minutes to 4. I think Tina's sort of won the hero thing. Completed it, mate.
Yeah,
she's like, heroes, completed it, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Deb says, last week, the queue in the chemist was 15 people long as they were short-staffed, so an elderly lady in front of me had a swollen leg, so I got her a chair and moved it forward for her every time she needed to move in the queue.
You're not quite Tina Debs, but you've done well. I don't know whether you're a hero. I think a helper.
I don't know if you're going to get a... You might get one of these.
You can have that one.
We're not throwing them away, but you can have that one. Claire says, a local lady's dog was hit and injured by a car earlier this week, but ran off before the driver could help him stop. Some 6 hours later, the dog still hadn't been found, and where we live, there are loads of fields, so me and my husband, when we got home from work, took his drone out, found the dog.
I mean,
thankfully, the dog was looking quite good and has since made a full recovery, so they got the drone out. Wow. That's a good...
That's a good one.
Maybe you can have this one. Look inside you
and be strong. Yeah, well done. And you found the dog. Well done.
Daniel French says, Scott should have his own cape. He helped me break into my car. Oh, this sounds much more... This is very Basil and Pitsy, isn't it? Scott should have his own cape. He helped me break into my car after locking the keys inside the car. Certain set of skills that you haven't quite worked out how to get rid of. There's people saving dogs. There's people saving toddlers. And you're breaking into cars to help people out.
Yeah. It's actually quite a funny story. Have I gone red? It is a funny story, actually. It's not the first time he's done it. It's not the first time
You've done it.
He phoned me up. He went, I've done it again. It's like a weekly thing that he does.
Yeah.
I said, I might be able to help you out. So I went round to the car, but he'd left it...
With your tools?
No. Just a coat hanger. Metal coat hanger. And, I got in, I would say, quite sharpish.
Quickly.
He'd left it there for a while. And then I was like, where's your car? He was like, it's a long story. I've locked it. And I was like...
Well, he just wasn't using it anymore. I'm not using the car anymore. I can't find the keys.
I think he was genuinely embarrassed at how many times he's locked himself out of his own car.
Yeah.
I managed to get that open. And, reunited him with his car, without a scratch.
Dave says, I saved an OAP who fell overboard on a boat trip to St. Lucia. I caught him by the belt and held on long enough for them to go and get help.
He's up there with Tina.
That is not bad, is it? You know, I mean, Tina was a toddler. This was an OAP. But okay, no, they all count.
They all count. We've now, you know, all that we need is a teenager and a middle-aged person, and we have done it.
Big Drive Home.
It will be an overcast but bright end to the afternoon across Essex. Temperatures on your Big Drive Home still reaching 20 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
They say all heroes wear capes or don't wear capes. Uh-huh. Do you find that you've got heroic things you don't talk about? When were you a hero?
When have you, you know, given instead of taking?
What I do...
What's the matter, Stevie?
He said doo-doo.
Sorry.
He said doo-doo on the way, sorry.
Right. What, because I'm still scared of my mum in my late 30s, whenever I see a woman with a pram or a suitcase or whatever, I always offer it to take it up and down the stairs and whatnot. I'm very
even if they don't want you to.
Give me the baby! Give me the baby!
They just think some random Scottish guy's going to steal their stuff.
I want to impress my mum! I'm scared of my mum!
I haven't ever been here. Oh, yeah, I walked into a fight and I...
He got beaten up.
No, well, at the beginning of the year, when I walked into a fight and some young lad was getting beaten up by two guys and I just ripped him off
out of the
equation. Yeah, yeah, he was only young.
That's very, very
young. How young? Eight?
No, he was... I mean, he was a teenager and he was... Two young lads were, you know, kicking into him outside a train station. So I...
Didn't say well, there you go. Well done.
Well done. Yeah, nice one. Thank you, Stevie.
Well done, Stevie.
Yeah, the police didn't seem too bothered. I was like, want me to tell you what happened?
You've done their job for them, though, Stevie. Like, they're quite really happy with that.
Where hits music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Yeah, we'll keep those coming and we'll do some more of those in just a second. If you've got any, let us know. 01702 45 50 60. When were you a hero? It's Lewis Capaldi and I wish you the best.
Turn it up louder, louder, yeah. Give it to me, just give it to me.
Radio Essex.
10 past 4, James Hype, Miguel De La Rosa and Ferrari. Lewis Capaldi, I wish you the best. We're asking you when you were last a hero. 01702 45 50 60. Line 3, what you got?
I let this man out of the back of this sort of delivery truck. He'd got shut in. It was like a fridge, refrigerated one.
Oh,
and
that's
I could
not
hear
good.
Him knocking on the door as I walked past. Didn't know what the heck was going on.
And, wow.
Went up to the handle and gingerly opened it, and this man's got him out this refrigerated.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good if you got locked in a refrigerator.
Well, he would have froze to death. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
You're a lifesaver.
Oh, I don't know about that.
If he got locked in there, it would have been a really, really bad,
yeah.
bad thing.
Wow,
yeah.
Fair play to you. Yeah. Well done.
Okay. I think you've won.
I don't know, the toddler one's quite...
Well,
the toddler one was quite impressive.
Yeah, on par.
The toddler one.
Yeah. All right, you take care. Have a good day.
Yeah,
and see you. Bye-bye. Bye. Becky Hill. Get these side effects. Lewis Thompson and Side Effects 414 in... I mean, this county is just full of heroes. We should do like an awards.
Yeah.
Mick says, thank you guys. You brightened up my day. Started a barbecue for wife Sarah for when she gets home, and then the heavens opened up, the clouds went black, and boom. Now the sun's out, so is the beer. You're on the radio smashing it. There's Mick just telling us what a wonderful job we're doing.
Maybe that we're heroes.
Yeah. I think it's probably what it was. Not only have I stopped a woman leaving a handbag on a train, I've made Mick's day and stopped the rain. I don't know if we can take credit for that.
It was raining.
Yeah.
Our show started.
And then it got sunny.
Barbecue was ruined. Barbecue was ruined.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
now.
Yeah. We're heroes as well.
Don't need any more heroes.
I can't believe how many hero songs there are.
There's
like loads of them. Anyway, thank you very much for your text on the hero thing. We'll do some more another day. We need to get back to what we're doing on the show today. We've got another Scott's Random Thought coming up.
Have we?
Yeah, something you sent through, Wild Thought.
Yes, yeah.
It's a good one, is it?
It is.
I don't
a good
even
one.
Remember. Well, the beauty of the Wild Thoughts from Scott is he doesn't remember. So, producer Tom, that's you.
Hi.
He produces the show. We sit down, we have a prep meeting, and we go,
I love the prep meeting.
You're never there.
No.
I said to Tom earlier, I stopped when we were leaving. How about you? He went, I could do a thing about that. Like, when did you last do something heroic? And I thought, that's a great idea. And bang, that's how we plan the show.
Yeah.
Scott's never involved on those things.
So, what Scott, free,
he but... then sends messages to Tom in the middle of the night.
Overtime.
Just random thoughts, which are basically called Wild Thoughts, which is what we've named them. And then sometimes they work on the radio, sometimes they don't.
Yes.
But they're always fun to listen to.
Oh, they are. They're very entertaining.
It's a little delve into his little brain, isn't it?
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's, yeah, it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, so little brain it is.
We'll do that in a second with some more Wild Thoughts. 16 minutes past four, and the latest on the road's coming up next. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles and Golden. Chris and Scott, big drive home for Wednesday, M25. Bit of a mess. We spoke to Mark earlier on the show. He was there when it happened. The M25 clockwise. It's just after Junction 26. Congestion now back to Enfield after the recovery work from an earlier accident. One lane currently closed. And the entry slip road closed. Junction 27, M11, after an overturned trailer there. So the entry slip to road is partially blocked, queuing traffic. And we'll give you a full update on that very soon when we update the roads. It's the 1975. 1975 and Oh, Caroline, 4:30. Matty Healy made a really nice speech about Lewis Capaldi during their gig on Finsbury Park at the weekend. He just sort of saying how much his thoughts are with him, and hopefully he'll get back fighting and, you know, better and bigger and everything, all that kind of stuff. He was really emotional. Apparently, Lewis Capaldi spoke to Matty Healy before to sort of say, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Do you think it's the right thing? And he was like, yes, definitely the right thing to do. I'll take a break.
Yeah, no, I think he deserves it. He's done so well, and yeah, he'll get better.
Yeah, it was nice, actually. Right, let's do some of these. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Loving Scott's Wild Thoughts to contribute to the show. We obviously get Scott to do various different Wild Thoughts.
Homework,
and some,
really?
Some of them work, some of them don't. This was one of my favourites.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
Picture me in a toffee apple, 5 years old. That's literally one voice note, no explanation, no...
Just a memory,
we could do... Yeah, but when Tom gets that at 3 o'clock on a Sunday morning, when he gets this...
Picture me in a toffee apple. 5 years old.
He doesn't know what to make of that. It's not helping
weird.
Him.
The gap's weird, isn't
it's
it?
Not, we, the gap's there. are we going with the one on the top right?
Yes.
Okay, this is the latest...
I don't even know what this is.
...of Scott's Wild Thoughts. When did this come in, mate?
I'd say probably about 1 a.m. on the weekend.
So on producer Tom's phone at 1 a.m. at the weekend, wow. This is what Scott said through.
Stupid sayings annoy me, if I'm honest. Slept like a log last night. Logs don't sleep. What's all that about? Oh, slept like a baby last night. What, you get some waking up and pooing your pants? It's just stupid. They just don't make any sense.
I think there's something in that, actually.
Tom.
I think there's something in that. Ooh. Sayings that don't mean it. It's sayings that, slept like a baby is the weirdest saying.
It's so stupid. I mean, I generally don't remember saying it, but it's stupid, isn't it? Because like babies...
Yeah.
Quite literally don't sleep.
They don't, they're famous for not sleeping.
Yeah.
If you have a baby, sleeping's gone.
I mean, stupid sayings, maybe, is what we're looking for.
What's the two in the hands worth one in the bush or something? I don't understand what that means.
One in the hand's better. No, that one does make sense.
What?
One in the hand is better than two in the bush.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make sense.
What's in your hand that's not better off in the bush? I've got a football in my hand, right? And in the bush, there's two footballs.
Yeah, but
the bush is winning.
But if you try, no, it's not, because if you've got one in your hand, it's in your hot little hand, so you've got the football.
Yeah.
If you go, but there's two in the bush, and then you go to get, and you can't get to them, or you puncture the football, now you've got nothing.
Right.
It's like the
dog and the bone in the water. Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Okay. Well, if any random sayings that don't make any sense to you, we'll have a look at them for you.
Yeah, and. Say, we'll agree with you, or we'll say, no, that one does make sense, like I just did to Chris.
All right, okay. Get me in A1400. Always better to call 01702 45 50 60. We love hearing from you and hearing your lovely voice, 01702 45 50 60. And we'll do some of those after Flow. It's Radio Essex, Flow and Cardboard Box, 436, big drive home. Scott's random wild thoughts for today are this.
Stupid sayings annoy me, if I'm honest. Slept like a log last night.
I mean, it's actually, I think it's quite a good, it's a good one. I think there are stupid sayings out there.
And there are.
And there's like Michael's on. Hello, Michael, what you got for us?
Hello there, guys. Have you ever heard the saying, as happy as Larry?
Yeah, who's Larry?
Yeah, who's Larry?
Who is this Larry? Why is he so happy?
Probably listening to the show, I'd imagine.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Either that or he's on the way to the pub.
Yeah,
yeah, it's silly. It's
happy
silly.
As Larry.
Happy as Larry.
Thank you, Michael. Cheers. We'll look into that because we might be able to find an answer. Somebody will know the answer to that. Why? And Tom's already on the research.
Well, there's the happy as a pig in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poo.
Are they? Why would
I think
they
are though? Aren't they? Don't they like? They
they're
like,
not happy.
They
are they?
Go on, Tom.
I have an answer.
Go on.
So Larry Foley was an Australian boxer who never lost
Michael?
A fight.
I am, yes.
Sorry, go on, Tom.
So he was an Australian boxer who never lost a fight, and his last fight was in 1870, and he was paid £1,000.
So that's why he's happy, because because he got paid loads of money and he never lost a fight.
Yeah.
But why are we still mentioning this, Larry?
I don't know.
Well, then, guys, Michael, at least you got an answer.
Perfect. Thank you ever so much.
All right, take care. Cheers, you see you soon. There's Michael. Thank you for calling. Chris on the voice notes, what you got for us?
Good afternoon, lads. Sounds that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Break a leg. Don't understand it. Cheers.
I think it's...
It's in the theatre,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a theatre thing, but I think there was a superstition. I've read that one before. We'll look into that.
But it still doesn't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, break a leg. I don't.
You know,
on opening night. No, thank you.
Yeah, no one says that to, you know, when Declan Rice walks out as an Arsenal player. The Arsenal fans aren't going,
what? Why are you even saying that?
Are we doing okay? Wednesday on the big drive home. The sun has come back out again, which is good news. Right, 4:42. Variable clouds around this evening. Some showers easing though. Lows down to 9 degrees tomorrow. Bright start tomorrow. And highs of around 21 degrees. Apparently by the weekend, it gets really, really hot again by the weekend. That's what I've heard.
That's good.
Don't hold me to that. I've just read it.
That's true. You just said it.
Yeah, I've said it, so it's definitely true. Here's Kylie Minogue. Padam, padam on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex. It's like playing FIFA. It's not my happy place.
Oh, you're talking about FIFA.
FIFA,
are you?
Yeah. The FIFA sound, I reckon there could be a radio station just with FIFA songs. I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, loads of really, really sad middle-aged men all listening to it.
Harsh. Don't be fair. 4:48, Jason's on the phone. How you doing, Jason? You all right?
Yeah, not bad, mate. You?
Yeah, good. So just to recap, if somebody's just tuning in, Scott had a wild thought that this was his wild thought, basically.
Stupid sayings annoy me, if I'm honest. Slept like a log last night.
So it's basically the stupid sayings that we say don't make any sense. That was slept like a baby. You went on to say babies don't sleep very well. Jason, have you got one as well?
I've got two, actually.
Go on.
Cheap as chips.
Yeah.
They're not cheap anymore, are they?
No, they're not. And safe as houses.
And what?
Safe as houses.
Safe as houses, yeah. Now, isn't that where you invest money in the houses is safe? Well, that used to be what it means. It probably doesn't work now.
No.
Well, no, neither of them work nowadays.
they don't.
I mean, the chips one, definitely not. I mean, like, have you tried to buy a portion of chips from a chippy recently? It's very expensive.
£3?
Yeah.
£3 for a small portion. A fiver for a large one.
Doesn't bother you, though, mate, does it? It doesn't bother you.
I mean, if it wasn't for chip shops, half our act would be gone.
We know where you live.
Yeah.
All right, you take care. Cheers, Jason. Aretha says, I can't stand these sayings. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I understand that, though. If you just get rained on by lemons, do something good. Just make lemonade with it.
Yeah,
so I think that
one's meant to mean because it's quite. But lemons are bitter.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, make a good thing out of a bad thing.
Yeah. An apple a day will keep the doctor away. That's true. I tried to book a doctor's appointment the other day. It was 3 weeks. So that's working.
It is working.
That's working really well, actually. Yeah. Really difficult to
don't
see the doctor
phone
in a
back
moment.
Now, no,
don't even bring you back.
My wife actually phoned the doctor earlier. She's got a blood test in about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Keep eating the apples.
Yeah.
Always eat the apples. Steve says, you mentioned about break a leg. That stems back from what happens if you do break your leg, you get a cast. If you get a cast, you get a cast for a job. That's the whole break your leg and cast thing.
I understand.
Very clever.
Still a bit weird.
Rebecca says, sound as a pan. Didn't think money could talk.
Sounds
money talks, Lubub.
It does.
Money talks.
Songs, yeah.
We have Frank who says, afternoon, Chris and Scott. I don't understand the saying, it's all swings and roundabouts. Did some research for you. A situation in which different actions or options reveal no eventual gain or loss. Swings and roundabouts. They do the same thing.
Wow.
They go a different way around, but they basically end up in the same place
so
again.
That one, in a way, does make sense.
It does make sense. We can have that. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. What does that mean? You've explained that to Jay. You can mention it again.
So basically, Jay, what that means is if you've got something already in your hot little hand.
A bird.
Yeah, a bird.
Tweet, tweet. Yeah.
If you get rid of that and go for the two in the bush, but then they never actually.
They'd fly away.
They fly away. You've now got nothing.
Yeah.
That's what it means, Jay. That's what it means, mate.
There you go. There's some more sayings, and you can keep those coming in.
It's a catch 22, isn't it?
It is a catch 22. Where does that come from?
I have no clue. Makes no sense.
Catch 22.
It's a catch 22, mate, isn't it?
There's got to be a reason for that. There's got to be a clause in a contract or something like, and it was the point 22 in a clause. It's got to be.
It's got to be something like that.
A catch 22. We'll find out after Hannah Lane. This is Good Love. 10 to 4. No, 10 to 5, because it's going that quickly this afternoon. It's the big drive home. A to Z of music coming up. And Hang on the Lane, Good Love, on the big drive home. Hannah Lane, Good Love. 1 minute working in a dental surgery. Next minute, she's hanging out with some of the biggest A-listers in the world. You can find out who, and you can find out more. Hannah Lane in conversation with Joe tonight from 6 on the evening show. So you were looking at where Catch 22 comes from, Tom.
Yeah, so it comes from a book released in the 60s where somebody wasn't able to escape the rules. And it always like lead into the same scenario.
Right.
And they called it
Catch 22.
Yeah.
They coined the phrase and now we all use it.
Yeah.
How bizarre.
There's not like a contract.
Because I thought the 22 thing would have been relevant, but
yeah,
obviously not.
Clearly not.
There you go. It's just a random saying. Thank you for all those.
Summertime fun. On Radio Essex.
Everywhere around the world are talking about levelling up, and we are trying to level up your summer this year. We've got some family prizes to win every single week for you and the kids. We're calling it Summertime Fun. We really want you to get out and make some new memories. This week we teamed up with some of the biggest names in Essex, including Festival Leisure Park in Basildon, and this week you could win a family game at Hollywood Bowl plus £100 to spend with your Five Guys voucher on a bit of food. So you can text A1400 Essex Summer to be in this week's draw. That's 81400 with the words Essex and Summer to be in this week's draw. Martin and Sue are going to announce a winner on Monday. Full T's and C's at radioessex.com. So if you want £100 to spend at Five Guys, family game at Hollywood Bowl at Festival Leisure Park in Basildon, text 81400 with Essex and Summer to be in this week's draw. Good luck with that. T's and C's online at radioessex.com.
Summertime fun.
With Festival Leisure Park in Basildon.
On Radio Essex.
Woo! I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie Shillinglaw. We're talking about sayings that don't make a lot of sense. We're kind of wrapping this up now, but like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Don't get drunk as a skunk. There's loads of different sayings people say, but there's no real meaning behind them. Is there any Scottish sayings?
There's hundreds. Let me...
battered Mars bar. It's a good one, isn't it?
It's a good, yeah.
What's for you'll no go by you?
What?
Sorry, what?
Is that Celtic?
Sounds like, is that one of the Wimbledon names?
What's for you won't go by you.
Oh, that's good.
What's for you won't go by you.
Won't go by you.
By you.
Okay. What's another good one? Oh, I don't know.
Lee from Canby was saying we were talking about break a leg. It's got nothing to do with the cast. In the theatre, there's a part of the curtain for the stage is called a leg. So when they say break a leg, it means they hope they have to keep opening the curtain for an encore and it breaks the leg of the curtain.
Brilliant.
You're welcome, he says. Have a great show.
I saw on Twitter that they've banned that now.
What?
Saying break a leg. There's another one.
Don't tell me I've done... am I cancelled? All right. Cheers.
It's been really good. You've had a good time.
No, but apparently they don't say break a leg anymore. They say something else, which I've forgotten, like...
Hope your leg stays
intact. You have a really good show.
Yeah, good show, what? And Teresa, wrapping this up, says, Gordon Bennett was a Victorian man who was so drunk, he peed in the fireplace at a party. Anyone since then does anything outrageous, you go, Gordon Bennett.
Can I say my favourite Essex one?
Go on.
That Sue does, Randy Azzy's. So good.
Randy
Azzy's. Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
Right, Big Drive Home continues for Wednesday. Get ready for the A to Z of music. That is on the way in moments. First of all, new tune from Miley Cyrus is called Jaded. Let's get it on. It's Big Drive Home Wednesday.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live!
Radio Essex, Sam Fender and 17 going under. Hope you're doing okay, Chris and Scott. Big drive home, middle of the week. Big one on the telly tonight. There's loads going on. Of course, I told you everyone to watch the Apple one, which was called Hijacked. And the new one of that dropped yesterday. But also, Netflix, the Wham documentary, is released today. Premieres, giving viewers an in-depth look at the rise of Wham with George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley. I think Andrew Ridgeley's all over this as well.
Oh,
I think
really?
He's, yeah, properly involved in this. So he said that this is the truest account of how Wham become... the biggest boy band.
That'd be amazing.
I can't wait. It's on tonight on Netflix. I see. It's weird for me because you're younger than me as well. But I remember Wham growing up, and I think I was still quite young. But I was in Watford, and they were a Watford band. They come out of Watford from a local school to the school I went to. So I think even at the beginning, right at the beginning of Wham, it was bigger in the local area because they gig local pubs and that kind of thing. And then of course they just went stratospheric. They're everywhere. I mean, the whole China gig was crazy because no band had ever played in China, and off they went, Wham in China. And hopefully the documentary shows all the backstage of how that happened and everything.
It'd be amazing.
So that's on Netflix tonight. And is it a one part, a one part thing, or is it just one episode, or is it a whole series?
As far as I can see, it's just one, documentary film,
a bit like the Lewis Capaldi one. That was
exactly the same as that.
And there's a new remix is coming out and stuff like that.
Yes, they're putting out a new remix of Club Tropicana,
which Lewis Capaldi done the video for.
Lewis Capaldi's video, is it Forget You, the video where he copies the Club Tropicana
to the inch. It's amazing.
It's really cool. We can play Club Tropicana. It's a sunny day.
It's not a birthday, is it?
It's not a birthday. It's very, very good. Right, let's do Wham Club Tropicana. If you're a fan, even if you're not a fan of Wham and you've heard, your parents talking about them, I think the documentary will be amazing. Yeah, just seeing how that all worked. It's on tonight, Netflix. Joel Corey, Katie Baser, and Dance Around It. Before that, Wham Club Tropicana, just because the documentary's on Netflix tonight. You can hear from Andrew Ridgeley, I think he's exclusively talking about this. I read the book that Andrew Ridgeley brought out, which was about George Michael. It was called Bear, and that was really good. Loads of inside gossip and stuff that happened, and the friendship between the Pepsi and Shirley and Martin Kemp and all the people that are around at that same time. Incredible. That's on tonight. Well, it's on now. It's on Netflix. It's not a time.
Whenever you want to watch it.
It's on at 7:30 on Netflix.
Yeah.
Tune in on your television tonight. No, it's on Netflix. It dropped today. Right, 5:20, Big Drive Home. We need an end of the show. We were doing weird sayings. Why don't you incorporate that into your Wednesday completely, mate?
Do you know what, Chris? It's almost like we're one.
Because were you going to say the same thing?
I was going to say, do us a silly saying and then say, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday.
A bird in the hand, it's worth two in a bush. Wednesday. Completed it, mate. That's how we need it.
Fact. At the end.
You could say fact in David Brent way.
Fact.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Slept like a baby last night. Wednesday.
No, I think you did the fact there.
Oh, okay, okay.
There you go. Ben, and it's worth two in the bush. Fact. Wednesday. Completed it, mate. Bang. Out we go.
Yeah, out we go. We're already gone, aren't
don't
we?
You, don't use the same we've just used. Come up with your own saying.
Yeah. Break and the leg. Fact.
Yeah. Wednesday completed, mate. Get those in, and you could be ending the show tonight. The A to the music is also on the way, and the latest on the roads across Essex next. It's Radio Essex, the weekends, and popular 528. A to Z of music coming up in just a second. Oh, we still need you to end the show. We're not getting any in on this, Scott. This is not good.
Oh, no, I'm not very happy about it.
We need you to end the show with a weird saying like a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Wednesday completed it, mate. Send your voice notes in for that and then we'll get you on. Rebecca, thank you very much for calling up. Hambro Hill in Rayleigh, police on the scene for this. Tree has fallen on one side of the road. Sleeping like a log on one side of the road. It's another saying.
Very good.
So police are there at the moment. It's Hambro Hill in Rayleigh. Tree has fallen. Could be some delays there. Travel update coming up. It's Radio Essex, Sam Ryder and Mountain on the big drive home.
Now, the A to Z of music.
What's that noise? Was that you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's what it does.
What?
The music starts.
It does it for you, though. You don't have to do it.
I quite like singing that.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I literally freaked out then. I was like, what on earth is that noise?
Should we let him sing the bed for us, then?
See, have you got it?
No, no, no. Do the link.
It's the A to Z of Men. It's not as good. We'll try it. I'll just fade him down like I would do if it's a bit. So the A to Z of music is on right now. If you want to get involved, all you need to do is... Oh, the music's finished. That's annoying. Tell us what you think should be in the A to Z of music for the letter R. And we're doing, as it's a Wednesday...
Wednesday. Groups.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you very much. Get ready to do a Radio Essex jingle in just a second. Yeah, so for Wednesday, we're looking for groups beginning with R. I can think of REM. I can think of REO Speedwagon. I can think of the Rembrandts, the Rasmus, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Groups beginning with R, please. 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well and stick with us at
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex. Chris and Scott, big drive home. Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. Army and Navy Regiment's Way. One lane currently closed. There's a broken down van and the police are on the scene.
You know what I mean?
We used to have the jingle for that. I don't know where it is. That used to be quite fun. Did you get rid of it?
We got still in trouble once, so didn't we? We played it. It was quite a serious accident.
Yeah, this was just a broken down van.
I feel
safe now. Army and Navy, Regiment Way, one lane currently closed. And thank you very much to the caller who was called.
Linda,
thank you very much, producer Tom, who is answering the phones now. We've got him set up with a phone system and everything.
Yeah, well, welcome. I mean, we've changed seats. You wouldn't have known that.
Welcome to 2023.
But we've changed seats.
I have a phone.
Yeah.
You have a phone?
He's got a proper little production suite going on there. He's editing stuff. He's looking at stuff on Google. Nothing to do with the show. Done a bit of Amazon.
Yeah.
And he can also answer the phone as well. So if you ever do call 01702 455060, producer Tom will be there to answer the calls.
Yeah, he's doing it. He's doing well. Doing well, mate, yeah.
5:41. It's Wednesday. Two acts beginning with R that are leading the votes for who's going to represent the letter R for the A to Z of music for groups, and these are the two winners. No surprises to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers in there. So if you want the Red Hot Chili Peppers, just text the word red to 81400. Put the word Essex and red. Use the socials, use the app, call Tom. However you want to let us know, red for the Red Hot Chili Peppers or REM. This is a tough one.
Very, very good song.
Put the word REM or REM. REM in your message box, Essex 81400, and you can do that or red. Let us know. Winning tune coming up just before six tonight. Hello to Laura Lane, who says, Chris, did you say there was an accident at the Army and Navy? Sure, you said Regiment Way, but it's Essex Humanitary Way. But you said Regiment Way, which is the other side of Chelmsford.
Wow, I know Chelmsford.
Did I get it wrong?
I got it wrong.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, there you go. It's Tom's fault, Laura. It wouldn't be me, because I'm like the big drive home travel expert. So where is it then?
Tom don't know.
Tom, the one that Laura said.
Oh, is it because you can't pronounce it? So you just went, it's Regiment Way, yeah. Switch disco, Ella Henderson. Oh, now you're singing to the songs, Joe Kinch. It's normally, Scott normally
Jack
sings the jingle.
Jack done it earlier. I was in my car and he crashed it. Because Jack
so it was deep down, wasn't it?
It was
deep down.
It was ridiculous. It was really, really bad.
Wow.
And he done it for no reason whatsoever. And then he just went, oh, right, here's Waffle House. There weren't a link. There was nothing. He just did it.
Says you. You started it.
I'm a singer.
With the doctor.
Oh, I missed
you ruined an entire song.
Doctor.
You ruined an entire song for everyone.
I've got some symptoms, doctor.
Every time I hear that song, all I hear is Scott.
Scott, yeah. I'm the same.
Doctor. I've got some symptoms, doctor.
My mum actually said to me, he's ruined that. Every time I hear it now, I hear Scott's voice. I said, at least you'd have to see his face in your head as well, because I've actually seen you do it.
Oh, no, you just made it weird.
And you pull the faces you when you do it.
You just made it weird.
More confident every day, I think. From the
because we moved seat.
From the Joe Kinch that first joined here to the Joe Kinch now. There's just been a
he
massive
scared
growth
of me. Well, I think when
he's
he first
scared
met
of everybody. anyway,
well, he's only 12. He's
yeah, so it's
now.
Yeah, different now. So Joe Kinch coming up at 6 with the Kinch Show. What is happening tonight?
The usual stuff, but then there's more bonus stuff as well.
The usual stuff and more bonus stuff coming up after 6.
Yeah,
you've sold that really well.
Hot 7 at 7 coming up from 7, and then 8 o'clock. I am being joined by Hannah Lang.
She's the new artist that we're playing, and she's from Scotland.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
All I know as well is she was a dental nurse, and then she was hanging out with A-list celebrities, and you've got the details of who those A-list celebrities are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, I mean, to be fair, I knew nothing about this person, so you know a lot more than me.
I'm a DJ.
What am I?
UK Hot 40.
Pop star. Friend of the DJ.
Friend of the DJ.
DJ friend.
Friend of the DJ. Doesn't press the buttons.
Oh, friends.
Special DJ friends. You're the co-presenter of the show. It's a 50-50 split. Not financially, but just like on the rights and the
no, we've already we don't get paid do we don't
oh yeah because of Tom no
and
no,
Joe
and Joe do you get paid
huh
no
what's
no.
money
what
what's money
so
it's what your mum and dad have got.
I get paid in biscuits.
You do, and they're
had
nice
custard
biscuits
custard
aren't
cream
they
today, yeah.
They are nice
custard
biscuits
cream. Yeah. Mm, yum.
We had hobnobs yesterday, they were nice.
And what's in your sandwich?
Having been to the supermarket, can I just say, I think I'd rather be being paid in biscuits because they're worth a fortune.
They are.
Biscuits are proper expensive.
They
now.
Are. Although, I mean, I just want to put it out there just because the boss is listening. I don't want to be paid in biscuits. Chris, that was Chris's voice. He wants it. Chris wants to be paid in biscuits. I would like the same deal I've got.
Your voice, your choice.
Hot 7 at 7 is coming up. Hannah Lang interview is coming up after 8.
Yep.
Can't talk about after 9. You have to listen to find out what that's all about. Yep. And that's coming up with Joe Kinch next at 6. Who won the battle between REM and the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I really thought that one. What do you reckon?
Probably REM.
Correct answer.
It's a good one as well.
Right, thank you for all your votes, REM, and who will win the ultimate battle for the R's? We'll find out tomorrow. Have a lovely, lovely evening. Ta-da! Okay.
Wednesday completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.